Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another amazing, wonderful, incredible show in store for you today with a dear friend and a wonderful woman who'll be a great guest. I'm looking forward to having her on the show today. I hope you will enjoy it. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham to kick us off. So let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe: with great responsibility comes great power. The more you accept of the first for your happiness, unhappiness, and all else, the more you are given of the latter. Sounds like a deal, the universe. Ooh. You see, I'm going to like take these quotes today very personally because we're getting ready for the book launch next Tuesday. So in what the universe is kind of saying is, the more you take responsibility for your own happiness, for your joy, for how you're showing up in the world, and even for the maybe not so joyful moments, the more we take back our personal power and say, hey, if I'm feeling good or if I'm not feeling good, it's all about me. Then we truly do have power in our lives. It's really about understanding that we do create our life moment to moment, through many different things, through what we choose to focus on, through what we, the story and the meaning we make from it, through how we choose to interpret things and how we choose to respond to things. Sometimes we kind of forget, and I'm as guilty of this as anyone else, we sometimes forget that we actually have a choice in how we respond to anything in our life. And that's where all of our personal power lies, in our choice of how we respond. Look, right? This pandemic is happening. It's happened. We had no choice as to whether we're going to experience a pandemic or not. Well, I mean, we could. I mean, we could exit out of this life if we really wanted to, and a lot of people are, but we don't really have control over these external circumstances. Yet our choice lies in how we choose to respond to this particular situation. May not be what we want, may not be what we like, but we always have a choice in how we choose to respond. And when we take responsibility for that choice, what does that mean? That means not only can we choose to come from a better place, we can choose to come from a joyful, grateful, happier place, more energized place, more aligned place. We can choose that, or we can choose not to. We can choose to say, look, I don't care about my choice. I just want to be angry, upset, mean, whatever it is. Just as long as we remember it is a choice. So I love the universe reminding us of how powerful we are when we do take responsibility for how we show up in the world, for our choices. Awesome. All right. Let's see what Abraham says today. It is your rules that make unlawful beings. You would get along better if you would just trust each other to treat each other appropriately, but you don't. So you keep making laws until you make criminals out of everyone. Abraham. Ooh, this is like a little bit controversial for Abraham. I love it. So what is Abraham saying here? It's saying that we actually are not inherently lawful or unlawful people. It's really our rules, our judgments, our standards by which we make people either crooks, criminals, what have you, or we don't. And what Abraham is saying is that when we can trust each other to actually just show up and be good people and be trustworthy, to be appropriate for our given situation, then we don't need to worry so much about the laws. Now, look, does this mean that we should not be protected against, you know, people who want to do harm to us? Of course not. We all want to feel safe. We all want to feel able to enjoy our lives without somebody else doing something to us. But there comes a point at which the laws overreach and overstep. And things that are a personal choice, and I'll just use this as an example because the laws are changing around this. How many people got put in jail because they like to smoke a certain plant or they like to ingest a certain substance? And they may be doing no harm to anybody, yet we call them criminals because of the laws we make. And that is just, I think, the perfect example for what Abraham is talking about here, because if we just trusted people and say, okay, they want to do it, they'll do it. Let's just educate them about doing it responsibly and trust them, that then people who have been put in jail and considered criminals for years would never have to endure that, and they would have stayed as productive, involved members of society. And the reason why I bring up this particular topic is because every single year, more and more states are decriminalizing the use of things like marijuana, psilocybin, all kinds of substances, recognizing that not only is it inappropriate for them to be classified the way they are, but that there are actually tremendous healing benefits to some of these substances. And so the laws are changing. So now, is it fair for all the people who got put in jail and got judged for these laws that first they weren't illegal because originally none of this stuff was illegal, then they became illegal, and now they're not, and now they're illegal again? What are we doing? And so this is what I think Abraham's really talking about is, again, and I don't believe in taking anything to the extreme. And although I may have certain libertarian leanings around certain aspects of life, I do think there are certain basic laws. Like if someone kills somebody, they should not be allowed to go out and kill more people. Absolutely. If people defraud people. People take advantage of people. People do things that harm other people. There should be some consequences for that. Absolutely. But for things that are not, why are we making laws that are turning people into criminals? And so what is it about? It's about trust. It's about trusting ourselves and trusting other people that for the most part, maybe not completely, but for the most part, most people are good people. The vast majority of people are not out to hurt other people. They just want to have a good life. And actually, if you really look at most of the people who do harm to other people, most of them are doing harm because they've experienced trauma themselves. They've gone through something in their own life that has caused them to be in so much pain that all they know how to do is lash out at other people. So what does this world really need? It needs more healing. And it reminds me of that quote, which is totally applied to the Dalai Lama. It actually comes from someone by the name, I think his first name was David Orr was his last name, O-R-R, who wrote a book around ecology and environment. And the quote goes something like this: the world does not need more successful business people. The world needs more healers, peacemakers, and bridge builders. I'm paraphrasing. It's not exactly what it says. But I really do believe that, because if we look at what this world needs most, it needs us to come together, especially at a time like this. It needs people to cooperate and work together. And we're at a point in history where we're more divided than we've ever been before, at least in this country and in many countries around the world. And we have so many challenges. We have a lot of worldwide challenges, and this pandemic is only one of them. There are financial challenges coming. There are ecological challenges coming. And for us to really thrive in the middle of all these challenges, it takes us coming together. And to come together, we need to trust each other. And that's what I feel this quote is really, I guess, trying to point us in the direction of, that when we learn to trust each other, when we learn to come together and support each other instead of criticize each other, like, that's what we need. I mean, look, I have nothing against being successful, making a lot of money. We all want it. Yet what would serve the world more right now? Is it making sure we're making a lot of money? Nah, money's just a tool. Depends what we're going to use it for. But if we're out to serve and really help and support people in their process, in helping them to heal from past traumas and wounds and become more fully actualized human beings, that is the greatest calling of all. And that's what will really serve the world and allow us to be a more sustainable world. So I hope you like these quotes. I see Sanaya and Patty, both loyal listeners on the Facebook Live, commenting. They like the quotes of the day. I appreciate them. I love them, actually. And very, very apropos quotes for my guest today. And you know what? I know I have like a minute left, but rather than introduce her now and go to break, I think I'm going to bring her on right after we come back from break, because she is a healer and she is a wonderful human being who is in service of others. So I am going to introduce her to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. And we're on all the podcasting apps. You can find the Conscious Consultant Hour on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Amazon now. Yes, I'm on Amazon. You can find us on Amazon, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere. Just like, and if there's not, if you have a favorite podcasting app that you're using and you don't find the Conscious consultant hour on it, let me know. I'll make sure we get there. So anyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening, The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for joining us and tuning in today. Pleasure to see Patty and Sanaya, our loyal listeners on the Facebook Live, and I know there are others out there as well. And I just see Patty commented about she likes the book cover. You see, I got this new background here. Book launch is next Tuesday, November 17th. everydayawakeningbook.com. Just go there. We're going to do a big blowout on Tuesday, so I hope you'll join us. And also, I am going to do a special broadcast at 1 p.m. On Tuesday the 17th, so be prepared for that. So now, it is my extreme pleasure and honor to welcome to the show international speaker, certified accelerated evolution coach, spiritual counselor, and ordained minister, Whitney Gordon Mead. Whitney, who is a very successful business person in her own right, sold her financial planning business and then founded Intuit Wisdom LLC so she could help women create the life they desire. As an international speaker, certified accelerated evolution coach, spiritual counselor, ordained minister, she has coached and counseled powerful professional women, business owners, and executives worldwide. Having finally healed herself of fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, post-traumatic stress disorder, and burnout, using metaphysical techniques, she's passionate about empowering her clients to be the masters of their own health and life. And it is my pleasure to welcome her to the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Whitney. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here, Sam. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. Whitney and I know each other from the Evolutionary Business Council, and we've been friends for quite a while, and I'm so thrilled to have her here today. So I'm just curious, Whitney, you were already doing well. You had this financial services business. What got you to kind of shift gears and decide to move into this world of coaching, spiritual counseling, healing? Was there some incident? Was there something specific, or was it more of sort of a gradual change that happened?
Kind of a combination of the two, actually. You know, you mentioned that I had my own financial planning company. And I worked 7 days a week, 17 hours a day, I was pretty much go, go, go. And I really thrived on the adrenaline rush. I felt like I was Superwoman and could do it all. And I loved being able to do it all. So that was, you know, awesome. At least for a little while, right?
Right. Not sustainable, though.
Well, no. And so what happened is I burned out, you know, and I hit I hit rock bottom. And basically it was because I was not giving myself the time for myself. You know, I was giving all my time and energy to my work and other people. And so, I went through, some guidance with a coach. I actually kind of went on a self-love journey and I had glimpses of what we're going to talk about today, which is quantum change. Mm-hmm. Basically had some divine downloads, some things came to me, you know, messages came to me of what I was meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that led me to heal myself from fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, burnout, and so forth. And so now as a recovering type A, and I really only say that in jest because I like this trait about myself. But I feel sincere compassion for the challenges of other type A women, you know, as they're searching for their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual balance. And that's why I left my financial planning business, was to pursue my true calling, which I had become aware of, and to help other type A women get those, you know, powerful results in their lives in a more conscious way without becoming overwhelmed or burned out.
Love it. Okay. There are a couple of things I want to ask you about from that before we get to that quantum change. The first being, you said you went on a self-love journey. So I'm wondering if you could define for our audience a little bit about self-love, because you've done a number of things around that recently. And I just like to be clear about this, because many times people sometimes get the wrong impression when someone says self-love. They think you're just being egotistical or you're being an egomaniac. What is self-love, and what does that mean to you? How do you practice self-love without being self-centered, let's say?
Okay. Well, as a type A woman, mm-hmm. I have a tendency to push myself to limits. And, you know, whether it's trying to grow my career or just, you know, provide for my family, and so what I notice is that there are a lot of women that do this, and I'm not saying men don't do this as well, but I work with women. And so things happen when you fail to make you a priority. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are dangers to neglecting yourself. And I've discovered that you can suffer signs of burnout. Yeah. Life can feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You can feel isolated and even disempowered. Mm-hmm. Every day can be a struggle just to get things done. And I mean, really what happens is that your potential ends up going unrealized when you're struggling like this. Mm-hmm. And what it comes down to is that mindset shift, that self-love, that you can still pursue self-development and your career without burning yourself out. You can share love and compassion with the people around you and also express it to yourself. And you can still fulfill upon your list of priorities while putting you at the top of the list. And, you know, you may think, oh, well, that's selfish, you know, with all that's happening in the world, how can you focus on yourself? Yet, you know, hear me out. Mm-hmm. Self-development is really the catalyst for positive change in the world. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. The fellow who wrote Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I'm familiar with him.
Yes.
And he said something like that our outer world will always reflect our inner world. So that our level of success is always going to parallel our level of personal development. And I consider self-love a part of personal development. And so what this means is that the impact you have on the world reflects the effort you put into growing yourself. Mm. And so after you nurture and manifest your own gifts, then you can share them with others. So it's really about, although it's about, putting in the work, self-development work and self-love and self-care and all that, it also means taking time to rest.
Right.
Because your ability to share your gifts with the world really relies on the care and attention you put into your own well-being.
Right. So what I'm hearing you say is it's like you have to fill up your own cup before you focus on filling up other people's cups.
Right. Yeah. You can't give, it's like if you're a car with an empty gas tank, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
You're not helping anybody.
Right. Right. And when we actually take care of ourselves, then we can actually show up from a stronger place. Because sometimes when we show up and we've not taken care of ourselves, we're trying to give, and we're giving from our lack. So we're not really giving what the other person truly needs. And we're not strong enough to because maybe the person, what they need is not for us to give unconditionally, but to have strong boundaries in the moment. But if we're burned out and we're tired, sometimes it's just easier to just give them what they want rather than have a boundary and say no. Right. That's just saying the word no can be an act of self-love, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, when you say no to others, you're actually saying yes to yourself.
Very much so. Very much so. Absolutely. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. And then I'm curious. I just want to tap into your journey a little bit about how you healed yourself from all of these conditions. You say using metaphysical techniques. So like, what was that like? What did you use? Was it energy healing? Was it nutrition? I mean, how did you go from feeling like so burnt out and having things like fibromyalgia to like being a healthy, vibrant woman again?
Wow. Okay. So I pretty much... I would have to say, if you put a list of every single alternative type of modality, metaphysical modality, whatever you can possibly think of, mm-hmm. I have probably tapped into about 90%, 90 to 95%. I have done everything. I have tried everything. And I have to tell you that some of the things didn't work, and yet I can't honestly say that they wouldn't have worked later on. So in other words, from where I started, it wasn't just about health. It wasn't just about the physical.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the spiritual and the mental and the emotional for me.
Mm. I see. Yeah. So it wasn't like you went in, got blasted by a Reiki session, you came out and it's like, oh, I feel all better now. It was really like one thing building upon another, trying all different things, trying to find what worked for you until, I guess, slowly over time, you started to feel better. Things started to get better. You started to treat yourself better. And then I don't know how long that journey was. How long was that journey till finally you look back and go, wow, I feel great.
It took me 6 years of struggling with fibromyalgia and not knowing I had it, but still functioning.
Right, right.
And then when it really just slammed me down, it probably took about 7 years of trying different things. Now, I wasn't dysfunctional, at the whole time. I mean, I was able to do things in between. So there were times when I was bedridden, and then there were times when I was doing fine. Mm-hmm. And then I would do too much and end up back in bed.
Right.
However, what I can honestly say is when I finally learned that I wasn't what I do.
Yeah.
Okay. I was who I am. I am who I am. So it's we are not human doings. We're human beings.
Yes.
And I wasn't.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't being.
Right.
I thought it was all about doing. I thought it was all about proving myself in the world. And when I realized that it was more important that I loved myself and that I took care of myself first, and then everything else would fall into place. Mm. And that was really the key to my healing. Mm.
Gotcha. And what was it, before we just have like a minute before going to break, but what was it that once you healed yourself got you to say that, like, you know what, I want to dedicate my life to this. I want to help other people. Because it's one thing to like go through this path and go to find our own healing and travel this bizarre journey. But it's a whole nother thing to say, I want to take other people on this journey and help them to find the same, discover the same things I discovered in the process.
That was one of my divine downloads.
Ah.
I was laying in bed one day, and you know, I was actually just laying there listening to the lawnmowers outside and looking up at the ceiling and, you know, sometimes closing my eyes, and all of a sudden it just hit me that what I was going through, for a reason.
Mm.
And that I was meant to make a difference in the world, to help others.
Mm.
With what I was going through. So I was meant to basically figure out or allow myself to heal. It really was allowing myself to heal. That was what it was. And then taking that out to the world and sharing that with others.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Beautiful. All right. Wonderful. All right. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about this quantum change, how to make a quantum leap in our lives. And I do want to also have you explain a little bit about what does it mean being a certified accelerated evolution coach? You know, how is that different from other kinds of coaching? And sort of how you weave sort of this being a spiritual counselor and ordained minister into your work as well. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. And our guest this hour is Whitney Gordon Mead. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m. So tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome. welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Whitney, I see we have a question from our listener, Sanaya, who wants to know, how do you explain to people who may not understand the spiritual shift that your personal journey is essential?
Wow, good question.
Yeah, my listeners are on top of it.
Trying to think of how I would say this succinctly.
Yes.
I believe that we create ease and flow in our lives when we're in alignment. Mm-hmm. And when I say in alignment, I mean that, you know, our physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, when everything is in alignment, when we are, when everything is working together. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to flow. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, to like it creates ease of accomplishing your goals, of moving forward, of having relationships. All of these things. If you are missing one of those elements, it's like cutting off a limb. Mm-hmm. And so then you don't have that full access to be able to, you know, have that powerful forward movement. I mean, yes, you'll get forward movement. It just won't be to the same extent. It is just so important to, as we talked about before, fill yourself up and come from a place of you know, really being, for lack of a better word, empowered and energized from that perspective before you actually can move forward and do everything that you really want to do.
Right. So it's kind of like our own personal journey is sort of what we need to wake us up, that's the direction we need to go, right? It's sort of without our own individual trials and tribulations or struggles, we wouldn't necessarily come to the place of understanding that we do need to take better care of ourselves, that we feel better when we're in alignment. And that the same way, like you've gone through your own journey of healing and through your own crises, you help other women who are going through their own crises to see that those crises actually serve them and actually help them to grow and move forward into more of who and what they really are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know some women, and I'm not going to mention names, who are constantly struggling. And life is constantly hitting them, coming from all these different directions. And they are constantly saying, oh, I'll take care of myself later. I'll take care of myself later. I'll meditate later. I don't have time right now. And the bottom line is, if you took the time to do things like meditation and self-care, you'd actually have so much more energy and things really start to go more your way.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Osho who has that famous quote that, you should all meditate 20 minutes a day. And if you don't have 20 minutes a day to meditate, then you should meditate an hour a day.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
All right. We have a question from Patty, but before I get to that question, let's just chat for a minute about quantum change.
Okay.
What do you mean by quantum change and how do we access quantum change?
Okay. So let's see. Quantum change, first of all, is a concept that psychologists and scientists use to identify a certain type of transformative experience. Mm-hmm. They call it a phenomenon because it's an all-encompassing and enduring personal transformation where you can experience significant forward movement, as I talked about before, towards, it could be, you know, well, all of the above, really, towards alignment, towards spiritual awakening, and either better mental and physical health. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you look at, as you were talking about before, 2020 has been a year like no other.
Yeah.
And we've had constant change. We've had uncertainty. We've had people who are isolated. We've got, you know, kids homeschooling. We've got people working from home. We've got, you know, anxiety that has skyrocketed. And stress and overwhelm have, I mean, they've become overwhelming, you know?
Right.
And so we are witnessing a pandemic of fear that's spreading across the planet. Right. And we're at the very beginning right now of a massive global shift in consciousness.
Absolutely.
And in order for that consciousness to shift, a massive amount of fear energy has to be purged. And so in response to the adversities that we've faced this year, many individuals are undergoing this quantum change. I mean, they're having personal insights. They're breaking through emotional blocks and traumas. They're having political insights. They're having spiritual insights. You know, they're having revelations that, you know, lead to a significant shift in the way that they see and exist in the world.
Right.
And this is evolving our consciousness, and it's revealing new possibilities for ourselves and for society. And within those possibilities is a more empowered you. It's a more empowered me. It's a more empowered us.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. So to kind of have that experience, that quantum shift experience, I personally help people with that, with the shamanic work that I do. What is it that you do that helps people to experience that quantum shift?
Well, as you mentioned, you do that yourself. And right now is a especially important time for spiritual guides and healers, like myself and like you as well, Sam. We've been waking up to who we are, as well as our particular purpose and roles in this global movement, you know, of expanded awareness and healing. And our journey is to assist in shifting humans' consciousness and to guide others to unlock their true potential.
Right.
So I woke up to my true calling about 10 years ago, and in pursuit of my passion, I got certified as a life coach first. And then I earned my master's degree in metaphysics and became an ordained minister and a spiritual counselor. I don't know if I need to go into what metaphysics is. Should I?
Nah, don't worry about that right now. We'll get to it. But and then you're also currently going for your PhD, a dissertation in metaphysical things, right?
Yes. You know, much of my personal and professional philosophy is rooted in metaphysics. So if all goes well, I will obtain my PhD in metaphysics by mid-2021.
Okay.
However, as you mentioned, through my studies, I found that metaphysical healing modalities were making me the master of my own health. I mean, even to this day, I am a lifelong learner. So I never stop. When something sounds good to me, I look into it. And if it really calls to me and resonates with me, I will just get certified in it so that I can provide that to my clients. And so what happened was I decided to catalog all the tools that I had compiled over the years and create what I call my five facets of self-love system. And my vision was for all women to fully embrace self-love so that they could heal and share their gifts with the world. And so I regularly ask, how do I elevate my services and empower women to take, you know, to really take on or tackle their challenges with greater confidence? And so I most recently added a powerful metaphysical healing modality called accelerated evolution. And the way, I'll say that the way AE works, that's accelerated evolution for short, is it removes your inner resistance. It removes your mental and your emotional blocks. And as each block is dissolved, you really gain a greater understanding of yourself and more freedom so that you can tap into these, you know, rewards of self-love. So for example, with my clients who are resistant to practicing self-love and self-care, these tools are invaluable. And they really liberate my clients from mental and emotional chains so that they can transition from overwhelm and anxiety to ease and empowerment.
Gotcha.
And what I love about the process is it works remarkably fast.
Ah, okay, cool. Cool. All right, let's hold that thought. I want to get to Patty's question when we come back from the break. And let's maybe if you have something, quick tip, advice, or some process maybe you can give our audience to help them and support them in their journey. Okay?
Okay.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour is Whitney Gordon Mead, and we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Before I get to Patty's question, I just want to remind everybody, Tuesday, November 17th, it's launch day for Everyday Awakening. You are more powerful than you know. You can go to this link right here above my head, everydayawakeningbook.com, to purchase your copy. I'm selling the ebook super cheap because I just want to get this in the hands of people as much as possible. It's only 99 cents until the day after launch day. So you want to get your copy right away. And if you go to my website, theconsciousconsultant.com, and you click on where it says Sam's book, you can put your name, your receipt number, your email address in, and you get access to all these great giveaways that some of the people who've given me testimonials for the book have contributed. That's close to $3,000 worth of discounts and free meditations and programs and all kinds of stuff. So I'm making it like a no-brainer to like go and get this book. And I would love it if you would all just on Tuesday to support the launch of this book, because I do believe it is a very powerful tool that can support you in your journey that we're talking about today. And on launch day, Tuesday, November 17th, I'm doing a special launch party at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll probably do some Facebook Lives before and afterwards, but we're going to keep be keeping track of how we're doing with sales and everything and planning on announcing becoming a best-selling author on Amazon that day, but I need your support. So please, everydayawakeningbook.com, Tuesday, November 17th. I greatly appreciate your support. Okay, Whitney. Patty asks, did your guardian angel help you to focus to get through your healing journey? Let's bring the metaphysics and the metaphysical aspect. Do your angels help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've got several different angels. So I have, if you're familiar with Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
So he's my protector. I also have my, I'll say my angel of love. My grandmother is my angel of love. Whenever I feel like I need that extra, you know, just unconditional love, I think of her. This is probably going to sound a little crazy, but, one of my former pets is actually one of my angels now. Yeah.
I've had many spiritual teachers, healers, you know, come on my show over the last 10 plus years that I've been doing this. And many people have said how our pets come to us. And actually, when they're here physically, they're actually protecting us and they're helping us. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes a pet gets sick out of the blue and can have things like cancer and other stuff. It's they take on that negative energy for us to protect us. And then once they transition over, they're still doing the same thing. They're just not doing it physically. They're doing it more energetically.
Yeah. Well, this particular pet took me through a lot of the initial, when at the very beginning of my fibromyalgia chronic, and then he passed and then he helped me.
What was it? A cat, a dog?
Oh, it was a cat. A cat.
It was a cat?
Yeah, his name was Beamer. He was
Beamer.
Amazing. He was like a cat dog, you know?
Yeah, one of those. Beautiful. So I'm wondering if you have some technique, process, tip, something short, quick that we can share with our audience that maybe when they're going through stuff on their journey, they're dealing with the isolation, the feelings of disempowerment because of the pandemic. Is there something they can do? Some little thing you can share?
All right. So what I do right now is I use the accelerated evolution processes every morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, and I will, you know, I'll talk about a way that they can find out more about that in a minute. But what I'd like to do is just, you know, just off the bat, the most important things are to listen to your body, mm-hmm. listen to your, you know, your heart, your inner knowing. And meditation, I would have to say, or guided visualizations are the best things to do. Because anybody can do it. Anyone can go on YouTube and get a meditation or a visualization. I'll tell you one quick one that I like is to focus on the vibration of the sun and the warmth. And visualize those rays penetrating my body, you know, coming down and nourishing all of my cells and feeling that warmth flowing through me and washing away all the unwanted energies, you know, like if you're feeling down or, you know, whatever it is, just washing all that away and bringing with it joy and ease. And then just continuing to bask in that feeling, that glow, and until all of my cells feel cleansed and I feel lighter.
Now,
that would be a key one.
Cool. I like that one. Yeah. Just the energy of the sun coming down, washing through us, through everything, through our atoms, our cells, our molecules, everything. Now, you've just recently become a certified accelerated evolution coach. This is something that was created by our dear friend, Satyan Raja. And it's something recent for you. And as with most of these programs, to get certified, you have to do a lot of your own work and go through practicing these processes for yourself. So I'm just curious, this process of becoming a certified accelerated evolution coach, what did you learn about yourself or what did you experience yourself that kind of surprised you through this process?
I got a lot out of it, and I'm trying to think. I would have to say that what I didn't, it's a layering thing. So it's like with an onion, it's like you focus
peel
on
a layer at a time, right?
And then another one comes up. So for me, I used it. One of the first things I used it for was overwhelm, and it was from a car accident that I had earlier this year.
Yes.
And I was, you know, as if COVID-19 wasn't taking up enough time, you know, space on my plate. I was dealing with insurance companies, medical treatment, attorneys, and, you know, getting a new car and all that. And so overwhelm was like, that was like an understatement.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I did a process, and it was life changing. In 30 minutes, it empowered me to see.
Wow.
Yet again, because this is something that, and something you talked about earlier, that I choose everything in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not at the effect of anything.
Mm-hmm.
What accelerated evolution allowed me to do was to disidentify with overwhelm.
Ah, okay.
And so that was months ago. That was probably about 6 months ago. And to this day, I do not identify with overwhelm at all. instead of feeling overwhelmed, I actually consciously, because, you know, consciously choose, because that's what we do, mm-hmm. to have more spaciousness and abundance in my life.
Mm.
So that was one of the first things, was like, yeah, I do choose everything, you know,
yeah.
I mean, everything in my life, even if I'm not choosing it, that's a choice.
Right. 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 Because we choose what we say yes to and what we say no to, right? If we're feeling overwhelmed, then we're saying yes to too many things. And we can easily say no to some of that stuff. Or we can say yes, but I'm going to give that over to my assistant. I'm going to give that over to a helper because I don't need to be doing everything myself, do I?
Correct. And there's another piece to that, is that you can be very busy and yet not feel overwhelmed.
Okay? Yes.
So you can choose to not feel overwhelmed because you choose how you respond.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. So that's another big piece.
Right. Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time. So please, if people want to get in touch with you, learn more about your work, find out what's going on, how can they find you?
Well, I've got a link that they can go to, and I'm giving away a free somatic practice, which is another thing. It's similar to a meditation, which actually is a big piece of what got me through the healing process.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't have to get into it, but it is, it's called From Burnout to Balance, and it's a simple 10-minute practice that anybody could do.
And what's the link for people?
The link is my website, Whitney Gordon. So it's whitneygordon-mead.com/, and then it's conscious consultant with a hyphen between conscious and consultant.
Consultant. Okay, great.
Yeah. And I'm also offering a complimentary 30-minute breakthrough struggle to claim ease discovery call where they can learn more about the accelerated evolution.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And they can find out that at the same link as well.
That link will get them both. Yes.
All right. Wonderful. And so again, that website is whitneygordon-mead.com/conscious-consultant. I've put it in the Facebook Live. So you guys can see it there in the comments. So very generous. Thank you so much, Whitney. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Great. Great.
And good luck with your book. I know you're going to do fabulous. I'm going to get one myself.
Wonderful. Thank you, Whitney. I really appreciate that. And so, yes, listeners, please go out there. Tuesday, November 17th, 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. Special broadcast, book launch party, celebrating, birthing this amazing thing. Please share it. Please help get the word out. And you can get the book at everydayawakeningbook.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage, followed later today with Antonia and her show, So Now You Know, at 5 p.m. And this evening, Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Graham Dobbin. Join me every Thursday evening for The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. We speak to people from business, sport, military and politics, all around what makes a great leader. The personal experiences of what's worked and, maybe more importantly, what hasn't worked. So, that's 7 o'clock every Thursday evening. The Mind Behind Leadership here on talkradio.nyc. Listen to real stories of real leaders.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a curious person, always asking questions? Do you desire to be in the know? Then join me, Antonia, host of So Now You Know, Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc. Listen in as I attempt to satisfy that curiosity. I will be talking with amazing everyday people. Join the fun. So Now You Know on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.